there's a lot of people that go to these screenings in DC. They don't know what these movies are. And in one of the scary scenes, the guy was like, it ended and then it was quiet in the scene in the film. And the guy goes, man, what the fuck is this thing? And like everyone literally just started laughing. And he's like, man, what the fuck are we watching? I'm out of here. Like, cause he didn't understand the fact that the clown isn't like really a clown. It can take its shape. And so it was funny, you know, but,
oh my God, that, you know what, Justin, that sounds like as good of a time as any to fucking roll into the intro for the show.
Let's do it, man. Go, G, get out of here.
All right, let's fucking cue it up, baby. Boom. We're back. Sort of. This is more of kind a of special release recording or whatever. Woo! Yeah. So it's episode blank of the Epic Film Guys podcast.
I don't even know what episode we're up until at this point. I don't even know where we're at.
We're up to episode 109 in like regular recordings, but this is a special episode. We're doing this very, very specially. I think I'll still put this up for our patrons. We'll still get a hold of this episode, but this is a very, very special episode. We'll talk about that in a little bit. What the hell is up, everybody? Welcome to the Epic Film Guys podcast for whatever the hell day this is, whatever time.
Whenever it's getting released, we don't even know.
Yeah, I don't even know when this is actually going to be released, but of course, my name is Nick.
And this is Justin, and yes, you are listening to the Epic Film Guys podcast. What? It's been a long time. I haven't even recorded anything officially for this podcast, Nick, since before I saw Christopher Nolan's Dunkirk.
That's true.
It's that been like true. Literally a month. A month
you
and
I
half,
have
man.
Not even had, of course, you were here not too long ago because you had to come back up and pick up your daughter after she spent her summer up
That's
here
right.
with the grandparents. Yep. So you had to pick her up. So you stopped here. And of course, you and I talked about Dunkirk a little bit. You talked about it a little bit. We'll talk about that maybe just a little bit later tonight. We've got a lot of just random stuff, a lot of catching up to do.
It's good to get back in the saddle, man. It's good to just jump back in and dive in headfirst. even if I know the bottom of the pool is only 2 feet, it's 2 feet deep. I'm jumping in. I don't really know what I'm getting myself into. I don't really even know what I'm doing here. I have no idea. We're just going to do it anyways. It's always been the most fun about this show is when we don't plan things. We just sit back and have a fun time.
We do.
Now, you know, I was talking to you a little bit pre-show, Nick. You know, it's been a while since we've talked about any kind of movie-related news or anything, but I feel like jumping in without knowing what's at the bottom of the pool is exactly what Warner Brothers is doing right now with their DC properties. Literally, this is the headline that I saw last week.
Oh my God, this whole thing is a clusterfuck.
This is the headline I saw, and I was like, come on, wait a minute. This is joke news, right? But no, it's not. This isn't The Onion. Leonardo DiCaprio, Warner Brothers' top choice for Joker movie. So it's apparent at this point that Martin Scorsese, they've gotten him. I mean, he's old. He's still making great movies. He's old, though. I want to see The Irishman, but I'm going to repeat it again. He's old. So Warner Brothers has got him to help produce a Joker origin movie. So a solo Joker movie. This is not connected to the other two movies that they have in development that are going to star Jared Leto as the Joker, which the Gotham City Sirens thing is now going to turn into, they're not doing that now. Now it's just going to be a Joker and Harley Quinn movie. And Jared Leto is still going to be the Joker for Suicide Squad 2. This is completely separate. And Warner Brothers has Scorsese directing it, or not directing, they have him producing it.
He's producing it.
They have Scorsese producing it. And they want Leonardo DiCaprio. what the fuck are these dudes smoking? Do they actually think that DiCaprio is going to play the Joker? Do they actually think there's a possibility of this? Do they really think the guy that won an Oscar for The Revenant, do they really think the guy that cares about global warming and our environment is going to play the Joker? You tell me, Nick.
Coming next week in part two of our 20-part series in The Joker. The Jobber.
He DiCaprio is not a jobber. He's not a genre. He's Leonardo DiCaprio, and he cares about our environment.
Special announcement, Justin.
He's never playing the Joker. Warner Brothers. He's never playing the Joker. Just so you know.
Game over, man. It's game over.
Special announcement, Justin. Next week on episode 109. Special announcement. They've actually announced it's not going to be Leonardo DiCaprio in the next Joker film. It's going to be. None other than Dan Brennick himself is going to be playing the Joker.
No. He's going to be. I'm already back in Brennick for Dick Grayson or Nightwing. That's his role that he wants. Director Brennick and I have discussed this behind the scenes. And
here's what you don't know. Here's what you don't know. He's going to play both roles in the same film.
No way. He's going to play Nightwing and Dick Grayson.
He's going to be the Jason Todd Robin, right, and so he's going to beat the shit out of himself and then become Grayson, the new Joker.
Or Nightwing, and then he's going to be Batman in the same movie.
Leonardo DiCaprio is going to be the Joker at the beginning of the movie. He's going to beat the shit out of Director Brennick when he's Robin, and then he's going to come back, you know, as the new Joker, and yeah, I don't know. Who gives a shit?
Hashtag the fucks like giver zero. But thanks again, everyone out there, for sticking with us. Seriously, though, this is one thing that'll stick on this show, is that thanks for listening and being a part of the Epic Film Guys family, the Podfix Network, and everything else. Like, you guys have stuck with us through and through.
You guys are amazing.
We'll be dragged through the more, even,
got lots and lots of fun content coming up. Like I said, next week for our first official episode back, whenever you're hearing this, our September 14th episode 109, reviewing the adaptation of Stephen King's It. Justin and Loy already saw the film, already came out of that film extremely pleased, so I can't wait to hear their full thoughts on it, because I know they're both huge horror junkies and very well versed in the original, the TV movie that they did. So I have never seen the TV movie. I've never read the book. I have no idea what any of this shit is even about. All I know is there's a fucking clown in it.
I'm biting it. Damn it. Well, John Ritter's in the miniseries, so you have that to say about it.
Man. John Ritter was the man.
At least I know that John Ritter was in the miniseries.
John Ritter was the man, dude.
Even though, you know, I know you're not like a big fan of Rocky Horror or anything like that, but
Rocky Horror was fine.
For sure that you like Tim Curry in Home Alone Motherfucking 2 Lost in New York, because that's your favorite Christmas movie of all fucking time.
Oh, my God. You mean Home Alone the first one, but they just moved it to New York. Jesus Christ. But that'll do it for this special episode of the Epic Film Guys podcast. Again, if you're one of our patrons listening to this, please consider donating. I don't know exactly when the information will be available, but we will make it available to you when we know. But please consider donating to the Pod Pack to help out the victims of Hurricane Harvey. We're absolutely thrilled to be part of this. I mean, fuck, it gives me and Justin a chance to just hop on mic and bullshit. Plus, we had to get back into that recording groove, because it's back to fucking business next week, Justin. I'm going to be cracking that whip, making sure you know what you're doing, and I know what I'm doing, and everybody knows what they're doing for it. And yeah, I'm seeing it this Thursday. You guys have already seen it, so I don't know. There's not much else to say, Justin, so let's go ahead and say goodbye. Are you ready to say goodbye?
I'm ready to say goodbye for now, at least.
Thank you very much for being here. It's a blast, and we cannot wait to get back full-time for episode 109. So, Justin, go ahead and take it away.
Do you want a balloon?
That's what she said.
We will see you at the movies.
This has been a production of the Podfix Network. For more great content like this, get your fix at podfixnetwork.com.